Computer Talk with Dave Mason. High-tech talk radio will never be the same.
You know, one of the first thoughts I have, I'm sitting here obsessing over Infotrack.com. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to talk about it anymore, but, you know, I was just thinking, Rob was talking about future plans and prospects, mm-hmm. et cetera. I mean, I don't know if I would actually term this as a weakness, but, you know, the lack of email integration is just one thing that immediately pops into my head.
Yeah.
What if he were to offer his own email with that, maybe contract with the provider that does the email portion, then he does the integration with your data. So, you know, you could go to a contact and click on emails for that contact, and all their emails would show up. Mm-hmm. Or you know, is it possible for, I don't even know, I'm actually asking the question. It's not a rhetorical question. I wonder if you could integrate with the Google API for Google Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. I don't know. It may not make any sense at all, but just a thought. 866-821-8255.
Well, and that might be one of the features that is a paid version feature.
Yeah.
That then he can add that value added.
Yes.
Feature of having that email.
Yeah. Yeah. $10 a month, you get all of this. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
No.
Yes. Wanted to talk to you about some of the things, some of the mistakes that people make seem like almost universal mistakes. And it's funny, you know, and I can tell when people aren't paying attention or they're kind of like blowing me off when I'm talking to them about it. And then they actually do what I say and they go, oh my God, Dave, I had no idea. This is incredible. I had no clue. Give an example. And I'm not picking on the people that I'm talking about, but it just happened again this week.
It's not that new way of tying your shoes, is it?
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's incredible.
No. You're going to have to show me after the show now. But got in discussions with some friends over some time, his wife's computer just horrendously slow. And it's not a slow machine. It's not the latest and the greatest, but it's a high-performance machine. Mm-hmm. And he's describing just horrendous performance issues. And he's a pretty... you know, do-it-yourselfer kind of guy. And so he's grilling me for, you know, what do I do? You know, what would you do if you were sitting in front of it and I actually had to pay you? I don't want to pay you. What can I do? So I give him some hints, you know, and next day he calls back, you know. Didn't really find a whole lot. Did find some stuff, but didn't really make a difference. Well, one of the things that I constantly, you know, browbeat people with is if the software doesn't need to be installed on your computer, get it off. If you're browsing and you've got more than about 9 tabs, you need to close tabs. Well, I would kind of pound because he had gone through some of the cleanup stuff that I talked about and the disinfection stuff that I talked about, and he didn't really feel a big benefit, a big leap in performance that he expected. And he said, you know, she does like to have a lot of tabs. She probably has 20 or 30 tabs. And I said, look, dude, I got to tell you, I don't care how big a machine you got. You get enough tabs, your machine will drag. I mean, it will be unusable. You get enough tabs. Because I'll tell you what ends up happening that people don't realize. It doesn't matter which browser you use. Now, some are better than others. I'll tell you, and it's ironic. The best browser in terms of being able to load a whole buttload of tabs is Internet Explorer. Now, it still has its limits, right? But here's what happens. When you load a browser, there's a certain amount of memory automatically that gets utilized. When you load a tab... And this is going to be a ballpark figure. So you tech guys out there that will be running tests on this, I don't want to hear about me being, you know, 3 percentage points off or whatever. This is roughly illustrative of the point I'm making. When you load, let's say you load Firefox, and it just when you load Firefox and go to your home page, which is Google or startpage.com or whatever, it takes 150 megs of memory. Well, when you load another tab, it doesn't take 150 megs of memory, but it maybe takes 80 megs of memory or 100 megs of memory. Then you load another tab, it takes another 100 megs of memory. Well, then you load another tab. And so my point is, it isn't quite like you've got, let's say you've got 20 tabs. It isn't like it's 20 times one tab, but it's probably 15 times one tab or 18 times one tab of the memory. Well, this guy calls me back. I said, look, it, if you're, you know, it, your wife is not unusual. I have a lot of tabs open. It's a real common practice. You find something you want. You don't necessarily want to address it right at that second, but you want to get back to it very quickly. You leave the tab open. Well, what happens after 3 or 4 days is you got a whole bunch of tabs open and things aren't working well. And you need to get it so that you can get to that stuff quickly. You don't really want to make it a part of your favorites necessarily, but you want to have it kind of like as a temporary favorite. How do you do it? Exactly. You get a hold of Pocket. You put it on your Pocket list, and it makes all the difference in the world. You don't have all these tabs open, but they're instantly available as though the tab's open. It takes a millisecond more time than if the tab was there. So he calls me back, and he is gushing. My wife's computer, it's better than when it was new. It's incredible. She didn't want to do it. I told her we had to try something because her computer wasn't usable anyway. She didn't have 20 tabs up. She didn't have 30 tabs up. She had over 60 tabs up. Well, guess what? Unless you've got 20 gigs of memory, you're out of memory, buddy. He integrated Pocket. He moved all. He says it took so long to get the 60 tabs into Pocket. It surprised me because there's just so many tabs. I didn't realize she was doing 60 tabs. Well, you know why you don't realize? Because you scroll off. So all you see is the 10 or 15 that you think is there, and he started, you know, clicking the tabs into Pocket, you know, and it just kept going and going and going and going and going and going. It ended up, she had over 60 tabs. Her machine ran better than new. And so the point being, you know, all you guys out there and gals that I've told over the years, you know, any more than about 9 tabs, you're really creating trouble for yourself. You really need to understand this. These people are getting ready to buy a new machine. And here's the problem with that. Well, here's the problem with that. The problem would not be solved. The new machine with 4 or 6 or 8 gigs of memory would have dragged, maybe not as much because it's going to be faster, but it still would have been horrendous. They would have sat down with their new $800 or $1,000 laptop and been really angry and disappointed because within a week it would have been right back where they were, maybe slightly less draggy, but right where they were with the old machine.
And what a great example of human behavior being misinterpreted as a technological issue.
Oh, that's a real common problem.
And
I have people tell me
all the time.
I have people tell me all the time I want to buy a new machine. And I'll tell you, it's not necessarily a bad idea. But I got to tell you, probably 80% of the time, a new machine will not solve your problem. It's not a machine problem. And they just don't get it. And, you know, I'll tell you, the hardware manufacturers, they're all for it, right? 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We come back, we're going to talk about the latest from the Evil Empire, some Windows 10 updates. An interesting article on how effective secret questions are as a protection of in security and privacy on the internet, you know, the secret question, like, you know, the name of your dog, your mother's maiden name, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting article. We want to talk about a little bit on that. And then some updates on a Blu-ray spec from the Blu-ray Disc Association. All when we come back. And, of course, your calls at 866-821-8255.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.